Daddy Gang, I am so excited for today's guest. He is a Grammy-nominated musician, and he currently has a new album out. Offset is in the studio. Daddy Gang, this episode is a chaotic but fun ride. We get to know Offset a little bit. We talk about his childhood, marriage with Cardi B, fatherhood, new music. And we answer, well, specifically he answers some of the most unhinged questions from you guys about sex, relationships, sucking dick, eating pussy, you name it. Offset is here to talk about it. So come hang out with me and Offset. Let's get into it. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required.
1/3 Offset, what's happening?
My opinion.
They are the best rap group of all time.
The year of the Migos, our year.
The Migos!
I might give a little ultimatum.
Migos member to make his solo debut.
I'm a fool of
this. Man just does not miss.
She announced on Twitter that she had secretly married Offset.
I want to thank you, sis. You laid it right here in the front. You all support me.
Cardi B is expecting her second child with Offset.
There's a lot of drama.
Fuck out, make the motherfucking noise for Offset.
Right the fuck out!
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Offset, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy.
I am so happy you're here. We're talking about your fit. Tell me, I know you're very into fashion. Tell me how you decided to wear this today.
So today, I want to do something fresh and new. So I went to Rick Owens, got these pants, mm-hmm. and went to Chrome Heart and got this top, mm-hmm. and I got these Balenciaga like slides, but how they sit on the cuff, it looked like a shoe. So I felt like it was a nice.
Oh, those are slides. They look like big boots.
Yeah.
They look like they weigh a lot.
No, they kind of light. They're not too heavy.
Oh, okay.
They're not too heavy.
Do you ever utilize the pockets in those pants when you wear cargos?
Nah.
No. Just for show.
Just for show. I like sometimes when they stick out, though, because it gives it a shape mm-hmm. of the pant, you know?
You want your legs to look even thicker.
Nah. Nah, I just want a little...
a little girth.
Just a little girth.
Okay, good to know. I feel like sometimes men struggle with fashion because they're extremely insecure. They don't know how to, like, get out of the box. They don't know how to trust themselves.
What do you see as the number one mistake that men make in fashion?
Mannequin challenge. That's what I call it. So when you, a lot of people that got money, sometimes it's not so fashionable. They'll just go in a store and buy what's on the mannequin, head to toe. Like a no-go for me is like a tracksuit with the same print, pants and top zipped up. And then other than that, everybody think that designer has to be the drip. Like if you have on a lot of designer, then you're fashionable. No, I could go to thrift store and outdress somebody that got on some shit from designer. And also, you hit it on the point. A lot of men just be insecure when it comes to that.
I agree. Whenever I see people in like the Gucci tracksuit, I'm like, it just got to go.
It's too much. A lot of a thousand G's everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I'm not big on print. Like, I don't like the out loud, like, hey, I got on Gucci. I got on Hermes. I got on. I don't like that. I like nice and subtle.
Subtle.
If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm. Something that I really found unattractive for quite some time, that even if he was the hottest man on earth, khakis on men was kind of like an ick for me. Like I couldn't get past when men had like tight khakis,
the slacks
on.
They call them
slacks, but specifically the like light colored slack on a man. I'm like, it just did nothing. Like I just was like kind of disturbed by it. And like I went to a prep school, so a lot of these kids are like in their slacks.
Oh, they used to wear the Sperry's with the slacks too.
Did you ever own Sperry's?
Wasn't my taste. I did go American Eagle and like Abercrombie. I did that.
Did you do the double pop polo?
Double pop polo. I did that when it was in. I did that. But the Sperry's, the potato shoes, I couldn't do that. I used to call them potatoes, sweet potatoes.
How do you feel about Uggs?
Uggs are fire.
Okay.
You got to be a confident man to pull those off.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you could pull them off.
I pull them off.
What is something that a woman could wear? Like for me, my ick is khakis with men. Something a woman could wear that you're like, I can't handle it. Take it off.
I don't like when you have the busted Air Force Ones. I think it's just shoestring tied up so tight that they leave a little shoestring mark on your feet because they so tight. Those, I hate those. Just be dirty, beat up, and the outfit might be fire, but then you just got those on. It's like, come on, don't do that, please.
Thank God I didn't wear mine today. Anyways, I want to know a little bit about your childhood. I know you said you grew up in Atlanta, but like, let's paint the picture of young Offset, okay? Let's go back to elementary school.
Okay.
What are you like at recess? Like, what are you doing? Who are you hanging out with? Are you in the cool crowd? Are you a weirdo? What's going on?
At recess, I don't know if I was in the cool crowd, but I had my two little homeboys, Malik, and I forgot the other dude's name.
Aww.
And elementary school, I wasn't like that cool.
Okay.
People was roasting me.
About what?
Just like, my clothes wasn't up to par. You know, my mama was struggling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She didn't have it. And my clothes wasn't up to par. I just wasn't all the way there yet, you know? But by the time middle school hit, I was that guy. I'm playing sports. I'm playing football for the middle school. You know, when you growing up as a boy, you like, it's like being tough is cool too. Mm-hmm. I started to get a little musty. I started to get a little... You know what I'm saying? I started to get a little tough. Just had a couple fights here and there.
Oh, puberty hit.
Puberty
started
hit.
Started to get some muscles.
Yeah, I started to get a little rough. High school, I was that guy. Ooh. Straightforward. And I won Best Dress my senior year. And I got on Gucci my senior year. How I got the Gucci, we'll talk about that another time. But, you know what I mean? I was fly though. Like high school, fly.
I also love, like you said, like maybe elementary school wasn't your vibe, but like it's really sad because there are some people that peak in high school.
Facts.
Right?
I swear you're so right. And then you look at them now and it's like,
oh, damn. Like, I know the girl that I was like so jealous of in high school. I'm like, she's not even in the conversation anymore.
Don't even exist.
Right?
You're so right with that shit. A lot of people don't say that shit. That shit is so right. Like, the super coolest dude be like later on in life, be like,
God damn.
What happened to you?
Thank God I didn't turn out like Tom. Like, he's a fucking loser now.
Yeah.
Like, he got the girls back then. He's got nobody None. Now. Yeah. So we both didn't peak in high school, which is good. But you said you were popular in high school. You know how people have like the superlatives of like most likely to live in their mom's basement, most likely to become famous. If your peers had to like name you as something back then, what do you think they would have said about you?
I think they'll see me in this space. Because I always was like, in high school, I had grills in. And like I always was trying to like I had a little fake jewelry on in high school and little chains and shit on. Like I was preparing myself for the real. And like I always cared about how I looked. Mm-hmm. You know, in high school, like how you look is key.
It's everything. You could have the worst fucking personality, but as long as you're looking good, people in high school gravitate towards that.
Exactly.
Everyone's so fucking surface level and assholes.
A lot of people thought I would be in trouble too, though, I must say.
Okay.
Because I had, my high school growing up, and you go through that time of ignorance and doing dumb shit. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a lot of dumb shit in high school. Mm-hmm. A lot of dumb shit. Even got arrested in high school. It's just like doing a lot. So a lot of people, like my teachers, what's her name? I want to say her name. What's your name?
Mrs. Smith.
No.
Carnegie.
Damn it. What's her name?
Deborah.
Starts with an E.
Pretend she's standing right here, right now.
You told me. You know who you are. You told me that I was heading to trouble and I headed to success.
Isn't that so good? Teachers that are assholes in that wild time, like kind of like abusive.
It's kind of abusive if you really think about it, and kind of like tearing you down and preparing you to like, because you know at that age, those words are like somebody feeding you that.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
And they're the people that you're supposed to trust. Like, exactly. They're the people that are like supposed to guide you towards success. And one of them looking at you being like, you ain't shit.
But look at life.
Look at life. Also, it's fucked up because, you know, that woman probably doesn't remember that shit, but you still remember to this day.
To this day. She's my counselor. I can't believe I can't remember your name.
Let me know and we'll somehow like dub it in at some point. Okay, if people don't know you that well, like describe your personality now.
My personality is very fun, but I can also be very serious. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm very confident in who I am. Some people take it as cocky, but that's on you. I know I look good. I'm very creative and I love to learn about creative shit. Book shit is not my thing, but like creative shit, like I'm doing my own films right now and the ADs and what it takes to actually have a production company. I'm interested in learning so I know how to handle my business from later on. And I think a lot of people with this album rollout was able to see that.
Yep.
Because I always kind of been like not talkative and like too cool for school. And then on this shit, I was like, man, I'm about to have free spirit and show.
Why? What changed?
I went through a big death that happened, and I was down for such a long time, and it just made me want to really enjoy life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy life, enjoy my career instead of it being like a job, or like, because it had got to the point where it was feeling like a jobby, and then people always got something to say, and I'm like, man, fuck that. Mm-hmm. It's about me, my happiness, and giving my identity of who I am as a solo act Offset. And it's like challenging myself to be more, do more entertaining shit instead of the old shit. Cause when you get successful, you start to doing the same patterns that got you successful. And then after a while, it's like repetitive and it's like, damn, what's new?
No, I appreciate you sharing that. Cause I think like sometimes the most fucked up shit in life is like if you lose someone close to you or you just go through anything traumatic, like it can reset the way that you look at things.
Yes.
And that is a blessing in itself because you have to find the positives and moments in life.
Right.
And so to be like, you know what, I'm gonna not take this shit for granted, I'm gonna make sure I capitalize on all of this and like actually be present, I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so you kind of started to get famous, you started Migos around 17, right?
Yeah.
Did you always know you wanted to be in music?
Yeah, so from middle school.
Were you rapping in middle school?
Yeah. Not seriously, though. I wasn't taking it serious.
Okay.
But when I could, I would. And then by the time 10th grade happened, it started to feel like it was possible with the school and, like, the homies rocking with it and, like, giving a little support.
Mm-hmm. If you look back, because I feel like everyone in their career kind of has that moment of, like, the oh, fuck, we made it moment with Migos. Like, what do you think that was for you guys?
See, I was incarcerated when my song popped, and then Drake got on our song, shout out to my brother. And I was in a jail cell one day, right? And they doing count like at 6 in the morning, and I'm up, and he's singing my song as he do count. So the whole time I'm in there, I'm not telling people what's going on, because I really don't know what's really going on. I just know we was in like a motion, but I'm in jail, like my mind's everywhere. I'm in a bad space, and the guard doing the count. And he's singing Versace, Versace, Versace. And I'm like, and I couldn't believe it. I walked up to the door and he like, move from the door so I can see who in the room. And then he, as he walked off, he's singing the song. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? No. And I'm like, as soon as we got out, I get on the phone, call it back home. Like, yo. Then they're like, yeah, Drake on it. I'm like, what?
So you didn't know that the song was big until when you were in?
I was in jail. Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't know. Like, you know, like your homies like, yeah, it's on the radio. Da, da, da. But I'm not knowing. Like, I'm thinking it's like they got it played on the radio once or twice.
Right. It's like a pity, you know, play.
Like, yeah, like real quick or something. And then it's like, nah. Then like after I had to sit down for like 4 more months as that went on. And then it started being like guards are like, you could talk on the phone. And you can,
oh shit.
When the upstairs go in, you can stay out. And when the downstairs come down. And like, I just started, then like, I had a visitation thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm married now, y'all, so it's not nothing crazy. This is before my wife.
Yep.
So on the visitation, they had like six visits in one day, 30 minutes apiece. And I had like my mom on there, and I had like some girls I was dealing with, but they weren't coming. My mama was coming every week, but the girls weren't coming. Then, like, I didn't know how it was going on.
All of a sudden,
they're like, coming. You got 6 visits. I'm like, I got 6 visits? I'm trying to think, like. Bro, they sitting in the lobby. It's like a screen, and it pops up the face, and it, like, put their name and my name. And they're going up and coming down, saying something to each other, going up, back to back. And I'm like, oh, shit. That's when I kind of was like, what the fuck going on? Then my mama like, son,
got a lot of girls.
It's a lot of girls. Like, they don't care. I'm like, mom, I don't know. I just put them on the list. I didn't know they pop it. They just pull it up. And it was like, oh shit, this shit is crazy. That was my first taste of it.
Dude, I never anticipated that to be like, oh, do you know when you got famous? And you're like, so I'm in my jail cell.
Yes, worst time ever. Nobody's showing love but my mama.
And then the guard is fucking singing Versace, walking past, has that shit memorized. And you're like, wait,
I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? I ain't want to be the lame dude like, yeah, I'm in it. And then people like, bro, you on some jail story shit. You lying. Damn. So I just wasn't saying nothing. And then that shit happened, bro. I was like, oh shit.
Whoa. How long were you in jail for?
8 months. And I signed in jail.
You signed in jail?
Yep.
How did that affect your life, being in jail while all this was happening, when you look back?
I was like feeling blessed that I got something to go home to be honest. Like, damn, I got this to go home to instead of like the streets and like, you know, because I was old. I'm 17, 18 now. So it's like not living with Mom Dukes. I'm starting to see how life is in real life. Mm-hmm. The punishment's not the same. I sat in jail for 8 months. So it's like, oh shit. I'm glad it happened that way though. I wouldn't take nothing back because I feel like it, because when I got out, I wasn't wild, wild west, like, ah.
Yeah.
Because I had just been in trouble. I had to sit down. I had a lot of, my mama couldn't buy me out. It was a lot of things. I had to go through a program, mm-hmm. so I didn't have to go down the road. And the program was just teaching me, like, to be more determined and more focused on whatever I want to do and stop playing around in life, basically. Because there was a lot of young guys like me in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yo, you get into any write-up in here, anything, you get kicked out, got to do 2 years. And so I'm like, oh. And so it slowed me down before I was going too fast because I was wild.
Yeah.
I had got to the point where I was young and just doing dumb shit.
And then I feel like once you get on that path, it's hard to like stop and recenter. And it's kind of dope to hear that you're like, this was a perfect reason for me to be like, oh, I need to get my shit together. Like, exactly. I do have something to actually look forward to, and fuck my teacher because I'm not going to let that bitch be right.
Exactly.
It all comes back to the teacher. What are you most proud of from your time in Migos?
I'm most proud of the time we spent together. Mm-hmm. As brothers and what we did for the game, for hip hop, for music in general, how influential. To be a part of something so influential is the biggest blessing ever. Because we do this to influence people, and little old us coming from Gwinnett County all the way to this now. So it's like, that's what I cherish, the moments with the brothers.
Obviously, you're married now. Yeah. I love that you're like, I need to clarify, guys, the women were coming in jail when I was not married. Like, I know people are very hyper fixated on your relationship. But before Cardi, talk to me about your relationships with women. Like, what is the craziest thing an ex-girlfriend ever did to you? Like, we like some crazy stories on here often.
Craziest.
Give it to us.
Oh, I don't want to name them though.
No.
Yeah, because it'd be too. Yeah, so I come home one time, and all my clothes is in the pool.
Huh.
Like crazy Giuseppe's. This one Giuseppe's is good. First off, I'm just now getting to the money. So my $1,000 for the shoes is like a precious thousand. Precious thousand. You feel me? Like, whoo. I couldn't go out. It's not a time. I couldn't go spend $20,000 like it was cake water. I would be like, oh, I'm good. No. So my and I collect shoes. Mm-hmm. And shoes, when they get wet, some of them can't come back. They're old, like old Jordans and like rare shoes. Mm-hmm. And all my whole closet, like, was in the water, and I was gone for like 3 days on the road.
Oh, so that shit was like molded.
Molded, stank, mildewish. You couldn't even clean it. It was over with, and it's like, yo, you gotta leave.
Why did she do that?
Speculations.
Mm-hmm. Little cheating speculation, Offset.
Little speculations. We had really. She had did something, right?
Uh huh.
And so I put on ice.
Uh-huh.
Then I met my wife.
Uh-huh.
If you get it. Mm-hmm. Then I met my wife. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that resulted in the flood.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when it all went down? Were you just, did you scream? Upstairs,
looking at my, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is my clothes at? And then like how my bathroom was set, like when you walk out, it was a window, like a big ass window. You could see the pool.
Uh-huh.
And my shit just floating. Some of the shit to the bottom, Titanic. Some of the shit just like shoes to the bottom. I run down because I'm not knowing how long it's been in the pool, and I'm looking at it like, yo, it's green shit on it. It's like September too, so the pool ain't the cleanest. It ain't even summer. It's like September-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes
that shit had me sick. I ain't gonna lie. That shit had me sick. I had some Gucci jacket. I had some shit.
But not a tracksuit.
Not a tracksuit.
Good, yeah.
I never had those.
Fuck.
The top and bottom set.
Yeah, no, no. I bet the Sperry's would have lasted pretty good.
Potatoes? They'd have been soggy potatoes.
Because they got that, like, thick thing at the bottom that kind of keeps it guarded.
And that little whip at the bottom. Yeah, little thick little thing at the bottom, at the back. Yeah.
So you eventually married Cardi. What was your first impression of her?
I had seen her on it. Online mm-hmm. first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved the way how raw she was and how confident she was. Like, she didn't give a fuck what nobody thought, what nobody think, nothing. And it's like, damn, that's fire. Like, funny, great personality from what I can see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, this is a funny girl. She's a cool girl. And then I shot my shot and I switched it.
How did you go from being like, oh my God, I want to meet that girl, going on a date? How did you know she was the one?
First off, she's a family person, right? So I pay attention to, like, fuck the music and all that shit. That shit never mattered. That's not what I look at. I look at, like, your home values, because I'm from the South, so I'm raised by my mother and my grandmother. So I come from strong women. And I see how dedicated and determined she was to get to a certain place for her family. It never was about like, oh, I want to buy me a da da da. It was like, I got to buy my mama a crib. I got to my aunties, like, and her family big. And she's like damn near the man, because it's like she's trying whatever. And then her struggle, she come from the bottom from stripping, and she still was helping. Like, when I hear the story, she still was helping the family with that little money. And it's like her grind and her focus, you can't tell her nothing. And it's the same way with me. Like, you can't tell me nothing. It's nothing you can tell me I can't do at all. I don't care what you think. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to show you I can do it. That determination.
Yeah. Yeah, she's solid.
Solid.
What's your favorite thing to do together as a couple?
Just being at the crib with the kids running wild. Because it's like we work so much, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, it'd be like the smallest things. People might think trips and da da da, but we do all that. Like, we travel on a regular just with our jobs.
Yeah.
Buying things for my girl, that's cool and shit. But like the quality time, because during that time, she might push me or I might be pushing her. Or like, you know, you had those real conversations at the house. You know what I'm saying? About what your aspirations or what you want to do, what you see yourself doing in the next 5 years. And we talk a lot about business so we could set up the kids so they're not forced to be in this industry like we are.
So you don't think you would want your kids to like be in this industry? If
I mean, if they wanted to,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But I'm definitely not pushing it on them. Yeah. And I'm definitely not like, because it's dangerous, man. It's like, this shit is crazy.
I love that you're a family man. What is a dad quality you have that you think people would be surprised to know?
I could braid my daughter's hair.
Love.
Also, I can cook certain things. Oh. Okay, I can cook some chicken. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I can cook some mac and cheese.
Oh, what kind?
Mac and cheese.
Box.
No, I could do it from like the noodles in the water and like drain the noodles and like clean the noodles and like I could do that.
Okay.
And make lasagna. Oh. Yeah, yeah, man, I could whip it up if I need to.
Damn, if you need to. If do you I do it often? To.
Not so much, but it's when it's appropriate, I can do it. Mm-hmm. My mama taught me how to cook.
Love it. It's great. It's a great quality to have. Obviously, you and Cardi went through things in your marriage, and I feel like people online, as we know, are they love to stick to a narrative. They love to be like, once a cheater, always a cheater. Like, why do you think so many people are just stuck on that and like can't move on?
Because I feel like people dive into negativity. Also, I feel like there be like a hate train of people that don't like my wife, right? And she does everything else to the T, so that's the only thing you can attack. And it's like, we are humans, but I hate that shit because at the end of the day, it does affect home. And at the end of the day, like, we move past shit, get past shit, grow up. I was married very young. I was 26 years old, getting married as a mega superstar. Number one album, number one record, fastest life ever. I made mistakes, right? But it's like, that's like me walking up to somebody. I just be wanting people to feel how they feel. Like, oh, you failed college. You didn't make it through college. You went to college and you didn't make it through. And you work a bullshit job. People would never want to hear that shit every day. Like every day you wake up or every day you feel like, or something you got to say every couple weeks or something. It's like, oh yeah, you work at McDonald's. That shit is fucked up. What I'm trying to say is I would never say that to anybody or do nobody like that. But that's how that shit feels. It's like punching somebody, consistently punching them, punching them, punching them, punching them, and like trying to bring a family down. I don't think people value or understand the value of family in this day and age, because a lot of people don't, a lot of people not married like used to be. A lot of people don't talk to their parents. I talked to my mama, and like, so it's like it's a family thing, and it affects not just one person. Yeah. It affects the family, so that shit be lame as hell. But we've gotten to a point where we've like, okay, bro, fuck y'all.
I appreciate you saying that too, because I feel like it's like so many people think they know the ins and outs of people's relationship. We don't know fucking shit. Like, we don't know anything about your guys' relationship. And so when things like that happen, it's like, how many fucking people have been cheated on? I have. Everyone probably watching this has. Like, that's just like, that is something that couples go through. And I feel like it just sucks that obviously that's one thing in the public eye where it's like now everyone's going to have an opinion of like, oh, Cardi leave him, or oh, you leave her. Like, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Mind your fucking business.
Like, how's your relationship?
That's what I'll be saying. The people who really be saying that shit be single as hell.
And they're triggered by it. Or they get cheated on all the time and they're triggered because they're like, they have such a strong opinion, but it's like, mind your business.
Let's live your life, man, and stay out of mine.
How did you reestablish trust in your relationship?
First off, by like respecting her position, right? Mm-hmm. We're both public figures. We're both in the eyes of people. Stop being selfish. You married this woman, be dedicated to this woman. And also, like, just being more communicative about shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we just talk more. And, like, because, you know, work was getting in the way sometimes. And it was like, and it was, we would talk all the time, but like communication is key, man. If you don't like some shit, tell me. And mm-hmm. if I don't like some shit, I tell you. If I disagree with something, you disagree with something, or I disagree, we talk. And the communication is key, not communicating.
It fucks shit up, and it sounds so fucking simple, but it's simple. Like, right? And then all of a sudden, when you have a hiccup or something happens, you realize like, wait, we never even talk about this shit.
Right.
So like sometimes in moments where you're down, like it kind of helps you if you're going to move forward, like rebuild something in a different way that actually will work for both of you. Of like, we never fucking talk, or like we're eating dinners and we're not talking because we were too busy from our work, like finding moments. Right. Like you just have to reset sometimes. I also like what you said, because I think a lot of people, I've experienced it. If you stay in a relationship after that type of like infidelity, the person that cheated, like has to give that person grace and time to heal and not be like, are you over it? Are you over it? Get right. over it. And I know it's annoying for the person that cheated because it's like, I can't do anything. I just promise you I'm never going to do it again. Like, I'm going to be a better person. But the person that got cheated, it's tough.
It take work.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
What you did was selfish. So yeah. It's their turn to be selfish and like, you need to comfort them. Because luckily I have a very loyal one. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I don't want to lose her for nothing. I love her to death. My kids, my son, my daughter, like, they, like, where they were, my daughter is, like, like, by her dad. Like, and I don't want to ever take the, like, myself away from them from my dumbass decisions. That was another thing in my mind. Like, this shit is a domino effect. Because I got other kids with, I have other kids. And I'm not with their mom, and it's like that shit is hard. Like, they be like, especially as they get older, they go to asking questions. Like, some of the hardest shit I went through was my kids asking me why, and this and why. That shit hurts you, and that's like another type of hurt where it's like, oh shit, like the kid saying that shit. So I just wanted to be fair to everybody in the situation and not be like, yo. And not be selfish, bro. Because yeah. That's all that shit be. When you do that shit is selfish.
Yeah, it's like once you have kids, you are like last priority. Like, you got to be like making sure everyone else is good. And it's, you have to be selfless, but it's also like.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Lucky.
No, stop. I'm engaged and like, I know I eventually want them. But like, it's a lot of fucking work. Like, you got to be ready to be like.
And it's going to pump your brakes. All this shit right here, it's gonna pump it.
You think?
It's gonna pump it.
Good to know. Thank you. Next. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Offset, I call my audience the Daddy Gang, okay? They're so fucking loyal, but they need help. And they need the male perspective. So I'm going to read you some questions they wrote into me. And this all shit's right. Fucking crazy, okay? Okay? Very sexual, and we need your advice as a man.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Offset, help. I think my boyfriend's addicted to porn. I know we should never snoop, but I went through his browser history and the results were shocking. On days when we weren't together, he was spending 5 hours on Pornhub. I even noticed that on nights when we had sex, he would still end up on Pornhub for multiple hours. Should I bring this up? And if I do, what the fuck do I say?
Okay, before you bring it up, right?
Okay.
Before you bring it up, you should try to change what you're doing to accompany, to do, to see what he's doing, right? Mm-hmm. When I say that, I mean, there's something on there that he might want you to do that you're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pay attention to your man. And then men want sex. Ladies, to get back at your man, the no sex thing is not it. Putting you down. I'm helping you out. Now these are key factors because this is what happens. You get mad, you turn the cheek, and then you turn over in the bed, and he's rock hard trying to get to his woman. And you're like, I'm mad at you about an argument. Blah, blah, blah. Wrong. But back to the question.
Right.
You gotta, cause see, that's very, that's you, cause you rambling through shit. You gotta let it come across first. Like he can't know that you're going through his shit. You're violating, first and foremost. So, you know, that's a violation. You're violating. Cause if he go through your phone, what will he see? That's the question, right? So, if he's with you, because my key thing I heard was he with you and he still watches it. Mm-hmm. There's something intriguing on that thing, on that Pornhub that he's liking that maybe you should dive into.
Right. Like, maybe he's watching all videos of, like, Blumpkins. Maybe he wants to get his fucking dick sucked while he's taking a shit. We don't know.
You never know.
But you'll find out if you really pay attention. Don't just see Pornhub. What's the search?
Yeah, what's the search? What is he...
dressing up in a certain way?
Then it's like, you're still, don't look at it like too weird, because at the end of the day, when he not with you and doing it, that means he not doing it with somebody else or doing that to somebody else. So that's, you got you a good one, but you got to step it up in the bedroom, baby.
Have you ever gone through a partner's phone?
No.
Wow, you're a strong
man. You know why? Because my mama always told me, don't do it if you don't want to get your back broken, son.
Damn.
You go through that phone. That going through somebody's personal shit is ruined so many relationships.
It's crazy. Have you had a lot of women go through your phone?
Of course.
How do they get your password?
Don't know to this day.
They're putting the phone up while you're sleeping. They like open your eyes, do face app thing.
Y'all just is slick, man. Women are slick, mm-hmm. man. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to know, you're going to know. But as a man, especially as a man, I'm definitely not doing that. I just feel like it's like weird. Like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah,
going
I get
through
it.
Your phone? Mm-hmm. Not yet. If you got to go through the phone, that means you don't trust the person anyways.
Facts. Okay, next. I need some advice on how to come back from a horrible night of drunk texting the guy that I'm into. Let me set the stage. I've been talking to this guy for 4 months, putting in work, playing it slow, and making great progress. But last night, I fucked up real bad. I had 6 tequila shots too many, and the texts just started flowing. This man woke up to 25 texts of me saying things like, I want you to tie me up, fuck me, and come all over my face. I also even threw a nude in there that I apparently took in the bar bathroom. All he replied the next morning was, LOL, whoa. How do I recover from this?
25 messages is crazy, baby. First and foremost. You might need to reconsider him because I ain't gonna lie. Me, like if y'all haven't had any type of intercourse, no sex or nothing, and you saying that type of shit, as a guy, we like that. First and foremost, we like that shit. Mm-hmm. So the laugh out loud, whoa, he might be one of those cool ass guys too that like don't like respond, but you supposed to always make a woman feel kind of good when they do that type of shit because they're going out their way. And if you are drunk, damn, that was kind of crazy. You kind of went crazy. Tie me up, come all over the face. It's crazy. But as a guy, he's supposed to say a little bit more than laugh out loud, whoa.
Yeah, like, holy shit, you look insane. Like, fuck, let's do it. And then the next morning, let her not have that, like, hangover scaries and be like, how are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, like, he should have just been like, yo, you had a long, like, what was going on last night? You was lit last night? But the laugh out loud, whoa, he might not be really. You might gotta choose somebody else. And then I feel like as the girl too, you should never have to be going so hard. Yeah. Ever. I don't give a damn.
Yeah. Also, like, how scary was the nude in the bathroom at the bar? Like, what were
yeah,
you?
Like,
she's like putting her leg up on
the. How'd you pull that off in the bar? Ain't nobody walking in on you? She's damn, six tequila shots.
How do you feel about getting unsolicited nudes? Like, what would be your response to a girl sending you a nude?
Non-married.
Not married. When you were single.
I would compliment him for sure. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I'm gonna like that type of shit. Open the phone. Oh. Some we need that.
Mm-hmm.
We need that.
Gets you going.
Yeah.
What would it take? What kind of nude would it take for you to just give it a thumbs up response?
Like the bar one.
Because
I know the angle, the mirror too small and short. You really can't see what you want to see. It's cut off. You're probably looking uncomfortable in the picture. You gotta think
unless
a bar
a pro.
Mirror is over the unless you're a pro, but where you gonna do the bar mirror is like a sink.
Yeah.
Half a little ass mirror. Most women are short as hell. How you like you angling that phone like
like what's up in the bar? You see like the nasty toilet paper on the ground.
Yeah, pissing shit. I know it's stinking there. It's the public bar bathroom. Niggas be drunk, pissing on the toilet and shit. Yeah.
She's
but
taking...
I would still give you like I would still because you're trying.
Yeah, like you gotta appreciate the effort. Like you got a nude.
Yeah, you got a nude.
May not be a plus.
Most guys thirsty and asking. Baby, uh-huh. Your baby, send me that ass real quick.
Mm-hmm.
See that little ass real quick, baby. It's slick, nice and cool. Long conversation. You've been talking to him all day, and then get to the nighttime. Shit, a little titty.
Before you were married, how many fucking nudes were you sent in your lifetime? Estimate.
You gonna get me in trouble, man. Damn. 100,000, I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. 100,000 nudes? No
people
one.
Don't be sending one now.
No one's better than Cardi.
No one.
No one. No. I fucking love your wife.
No one.
Like, you know when you walk in a room, you're like, ooh, like... So they like my wife more than me? Like, you got a good one. That's a good feeling, though.
Great feeling.
Like, at least you're not walking in and people are like, God, his fucking wife sucks. Everyone's, like, obsessed with your wife.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I'm cool with it because I'm
secure. You're like, yeah.
I got the baddest shit in the room, baby.
Yes, she is.
Baddest shit in the room.
Okay, like next. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Be like that sometimes. That's all I was going to say. It just happens.
It's nice. It's
chosen.
Nice. Yeah. She chose you. You're lucky. You're
I chose her.
Yeah.
She's lucky.
Yeah. True.
We're lucky.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. My boyfriend is a huge believer in foreplay, but he sucks at going down on me. I don't want to make him feel bad or make him feel insecure, but I just can't keep pretending it's good. I've never had an orgasm from him eating me out. What should I say?
You're a woman, so you need to teach him how to do it. Mm-hmm. You need to teach him not to be so rough, because more than likely he's rough. See, because these guys are not. You know, see, you got to know what you're doing when you're down there. You see what I'm saying? You got to kiss it. Mm. Be calm. Give it a couple kisses, a couple smooches. Don't like, dog, you're not eating a burger, my boy. I really want to tell him because you're disappointing us, my boy. You got us down points, my boy. I know you asked me the question, but your boyfriend is tripping. You got to be nice and light on that thing. It's not to be, you're not beating it up.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and light. But you got to tell him, though, because you got to teach him.
Yeah, like, even, like, would you be insecure if the girl was like, oh, my God, babe, like, I love when you eat me out. Like, I want you to, like, go a little slower and, like, focus on, like, the clit. Like, go like this. Like, that, like,
no,
being,
because,
like, lightly constructive instead of, like, you fucking suck at eating box. Like, meh.
Yeah, you got to tell them the right way.
Yeah.
But see, me, I always say this. Like, when you have sex with a woman, it's to please her as mm-hmm. a man. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of men don't understand, mm-hmm. and they get it wrong. Like, just because you can beat her down and fuck her on hard and shit, that don't really... I always, like you need to make your partner come, my brother. That's the whole part of it. Like, it's not just about you, and I feel like a lot of us men just feel like it's about us. and we like want to stroke our ego. Mm-hmm. So we like, oh, and yeah. the pussy. And that's not really what women like, though. And it's a certain time, a certain place for it.
Yeah, there's a certain time where it's hot, but it's also, it reminds me almost of like when men think fingering a woman is like the jackhammer. I'm like, I'm in pain.
No, you can't do that. You got to be, I see, but I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. I had to get taught the proper way to do it. You gotta be smooth down there, brother. Mm-hmm. Nice and cool and calm and collective. The slower, the better. It's not like a big, like, no, bro. And you gotta focus on the clit.
Uh huh.
The clit is the key to the mansion.
I think some men are too focused on being like, I've watched so much porn, like I want to get my girl to squirt, and they think that is like you have to do that, and it's like. I'm in pain thinking about it. Yeah.
Like, you got to please the woman, bro. It's not about you. A lot of men think it'd be about them, though. Like, mm-hmm. I got to show her this is my first time fucking her. I got to show her, like, I'm that man.
And no one cares. Like,
no,
we don't
bro,
want that shit.
You need to give her the experience where she's shaking, not because you beat her down. It's because you're like, you know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know what a G-spot is. You know what it is.
Words of wisdom from Offset.
Words of wisdom from your boy, yours truly, man, the comer. You make the ladies come, fellas. Listen, fellas, it's not about you, dog. You gonna get yours. Let her get hers first, though.
Facts. Thank you. Generous.
Yeah.
You have a penis. Now we need this. We need you to think with your penis on this one, okay? My boyfriend hates when I give him head and says that what I'm doing just doesn't work for him. I have never gotten bad feedback, bad reviews, nothing from any of the guys I've ever been with. What should I be doing?
No teeth. No matter how deep and how low you go. If you can't go too low, then don't go that low.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking. Like, don't suck my head off, baby. Like, please, like. No, noise is a plus with the liquid, with the spit and the noise. The noise, pause, because I wasn't supposed to make that noise.
Oh.
Pause. But.
But we needed that from you today.
Yeah, like, like licking it up and down from the backside is a great key.
Mm-hmm. Hands.
Hands. We would rather the moisture come from the spit, then you're like trying to smoke the wagon. You're trying to smoke the wagon. When I say that, it's like you don't have a lot of spit on that thing. You're gripping grip pliers and you pulling up and
rug burn.
Rug. We not trying to go for that. We need got 3000. You know what the got is?
Yes.
It's when your eyes tear up. Yeah. When you on this thing, you should have tears in those eyes, baby. You should be crying to the dick.
Uh-huh.
You got to cry to the dick, baby. Because that's what lets you know you're superb.
It's all flowing.
All flowing.
The spit, the noise, the hands are twisting, but it's not rug burn. There's moving. It's slip and slide.
Yes.
The action is going.
If you want to suck it one time like and make a noise, boom, do that. But like, don't chew my shit down, man. I'm not trying to feel no teeth.
Uh-uh. Have you had your dick bitten before?
Oh.
Talk to me about it.
Younger days, man. High school, man. Chip that thing. You just be like, oh. Hey, listen. It's cool. We gonna get to the other shit.
Let me just fuck you.
Yeah. Just let me put it in. Because you are munching on my shit. And then I always been the type to tell you, like, yo, vampire,
chill.
We don't need the bites, man. Because that shit turning off, man. I might not even want to fuck after that. Like, whoa, right. Oh, too much of a hard one. Oh, the side hip twist. Yeah, baby, you got, we need to recruit. We need to regroup and try this again another time.
You know what's so funny of hearing you say that is the classic move of like, let's just fuck. I remember in high school, college, all the time when guys couldn't eat me out, I'm like, okay, like, and you try to pull them up like, okay, yeah, like, late, baby,
yeah,
let's just
fuck.
Yeah. You didn't want to just fuck. We've been doing foreplay for like 2 fucking seconds, but you're literally like, licking my belly button. That's not my clit. And so I'm like, all right, let me just pull you up, bro, because it's just not working. That's when you actually should know that your shit is bad. If someone's pulling you up, like, let's just fuck, it's not because they're eager to fuck. You want sex to be enjoyable and long. So if someone's pulling you up, your shit's whack.
It's just whack. And you just got to face the fact.
Stop using your fucking teeth.
Stop munching on my shit. This is not a grilled cheese.
You're like, oh.
Get back. Oh, that little jump. You're getting it done. You get that jump. Oh. Hey. Stop. That's what I really want to do. Stop.
I appreciate that. Okay, all the girls are now going to be like wearing like mouth guards and going in just like making sure no fucking teeth.
Gums.
All gums, baby.
Gums, baby.
Okay, we're moving on. Let's talk about your new album. Set It Off. Congrats.
Thank you.
Talk to me about it. What's the vibe?
Set It Off, man. The vibe of the music is like very fun. A little serious here there, but I didn't want to. I feel like people was thinking I was going to go so serious because of the choice of events that happened in my life recently. But I wanted to have fun. Like I said, I wanted to be free. Set It Off title is just like, set this bitch off. Like, all the haters, all the whoever speculations, is like, I'm going to show you how good I am, who I am. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wanted the people to dive more into me as a person and, like, see my personality. That's why I did a lot of things I did throughout this rollout. And just let people know I'm cool, man. This album means a lot to me, man. I worked on this album for 2.5 years. Yeah. Went through legal and different problems. And, I'm happy.
Yeah.
With my project. Like, usually I'm not really like, I'm like, what people gonna, I don't give a fuck what people think. I feel like my shit fire.
If you had to pick, what's your favorite song on the album? I feel like every time I say that, like, then everyone goes and listens to that one song. Like, what's yours?
Worth It.
Worth It.
It's number 3, me and Don Toliver.
Okay.
And it's a female vibe. So, ladies.
Oh. That's my audience.
I'm on some player shit, baby. So, it's like, it's not a trap turnt record. It's a vibe, like, as soon as you turn it on, you're going to fuck with it. Mm-hmm. I guarantee. I
was listening to the one with Travis. Dope. I saw the music video. Really dope. Was that in Thailand?
Yeah.
Freaky is really good, too. Jealousy also.
Freaky is fire.
I mean, anything with your wife is also dope.
Fire.
Is that cool to work together on shit?
Yeah, hell yeah, because we always do having fun when we do our shit. It don't never be, like, no serious ass. Yeah. Like, it's always, like, we trying to be lit. We lit in the studio.
Yeah.
Had a couple drinks. Let's go in.
That's fun. That's really fun. Obviously, this is your second solo album.
Yeah.
What has been the most rewarding thing of, like, crafting your own image and going solo?
My own
solo?
Creation. My own creative.
Mm-hmm.
My own creative vision being actually taken serious. I have my own team. Like, everybody on my team understands the language I speak. And it's like, my control of everything. I get to control everything. So I don't want to be a control freak, but I get to control everything. Like, I feel like some people don't just be getting it or scared to take that extra mile or won't get out of the box. Like, they're uncomfortable with that. But me, I want to challenge myself. Watch a lot of film. I've been shooting my own. All my music videos have been shot by me and directed by me and, like, even the staff hired by me, everything. So being able to do that, because I'm passionate about that shit.
That's so dope that you're that hands-on, because I feel like you can kind of tell with creators, like, who's on their shit and who just, like, showed up, did their lines, yeah, and got the fuck out. I feel like you can feel that from this album. Last question. People that are watching today, yeah, I feel like we haven't seen that much of your personality before this, and I think it's dope that you're, like, starting to, like, open up more. But if people are becoming a fan today, what do you want them to take away from this interview?
That first and foremost, you know me, like, I don't be doing interviews, right? Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's like, I'm giving you an open jar of me, so accept mm-hmm. it. Like, this ain't no, like, trying to be cool. I'm not telling her to edit shit out. I'm not telling her, I'm just being raw right now. I'm not telling her, like, don't talk about this, don't do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want you to know as much as possible so you could dive more into me as a person, away from the music too. Like, because it's not just about the music. It's about the all around. I would like you to be like, damn, he's just a cool person. Like, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Because I shadowed myself so long with, like, not really talking, and, like, that's boring as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I want people to think I'm boring. I'm actually fun as fuck. And like, I respect you.
Thank you.
And what you do.
Thank you.
And the light you bring, because you got the ladies and y'all what matter. This is what people don't understand, that the women running this shit. That's why you think, why do you think women running music? You think it's a coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
It's because women support more than men do. Facts. Women support, and like, they believe in you, they'll go all the way, even with hiccups.
Yeah.
And I fuck with that.
Offset, you are always welcome back here, because I appreciate everything you said. And you are really fucking cool. Like, you're a fun hang. I'm excited that I like got to get to know you better today, because like, I didn't know what to expect. Right. Obviously, when you sit down, like I don't, you know, I see you online, I'm like, I don't know. You're dope. You're really cool, and you're hang. And you're funny.
You're good too, man. You don't make your shit feel like no fucking questionnaire shit. Your shit feel like we just having a good conversation.
Yeah, this
and
is
it's
fun.
Like, and it's like a vibe. The setting of the room means a lot. It's not just in a fucking white fucking wall. Like, right. This shit's player. You got some taste with this furniture too. I like how you did this.
You like it?
I fuck with the decor. That's the type of shit. I like the details and shit.
It's kind of cute.
You got some good books up here.
Uh huh. You got Pussypedia behind you.
Oh, Pussypedia.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get some merch?
Oh, I got some merch for you. Yeah.
I'll get you some of my merch. I have my merch out, ladies.
Oh.
It's with Denim Tears. It's with the album. You can get it on offsettears.com.
He's plugging.
That. Make sure y'all go get this Set It Off album Friday the 13th. Ladies, I need your support. I love you guys. Without you guys, we are nothing. I'm gonna be the one to say it. And I don't got no pride, and I don't give a fuck. We down here, y'all up here. Bring us up there with y'all, ladies. I love y'all. I put 3 females on my album, which is Chloe Bailey, Lotto, and my wife. So I have like 5 female joints on there, because I didn't want to leave you out. I feel like a lot of times we leave you out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for thinking.
And then we wondering why you not. I want you to be able to be in your mirror doing your makeup, and then put your hand down and move your hand, and you look beautiful with my song in the background. I love that. I love that. Ladies, you want to dance? Do it. Get to it, baby. Your nails get done. You want to flip the camera on you? Bang! Show them people them fire nails you just got with that offset. Set it off in the background. I love that. And I will see it. Because I'm on my TikTok. I'm on my Instagram. I will see it and like it. That is not somebody working my shit. I like to be hands-on. Love y'all.
I love it. Look at you knowing TikTok, being like, let me tell you guys how to make your videos. Offset, thank you so much for coming on. This was so fucking dope. This was really fun. Thank you. Thank you. Dude, that was
fire. Let's get it.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.